This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I hope so. Welcome to the show, 24/7, 365 news cycle. You're on it. It hasn't stopped, you know, I mean, 24/7. Yeah, I just love giving up my Sundays. It's kind of interesting to give up my Sundays all. It's like every Sunday now. Of course, that's wrong. We can't be doing that, right? Anyway, but this is the way it is now. Every day, it's all news all the time. And listen, we really appreciate your listenership. By the way, those of you out there with Alexa, thank you. Alexa, Red State Talk Radio. Alexa, Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we are understanding that all of our players are in place through Red State Talk Radio, so you can listen to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio at your convenience. Also, you can get repeats of the shows on our podcast, which are available on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a lot of things happening. You know, lots of things happening out there in the hinterlands, if you will. And, of course, we're covering everything that's going on right now in Charlottesville, Virginia. We're watching that. We're also going to be talking quite a bit about what's going on in Korea because I think there's some blinking going on. Blink, blink. After last night's phone call with Donald Trump and Xi Jinping of China. Yeah, the Chinese right now are putting the pressure on the North Koreans. They've stopped shipments of oil. That's the lifeblood to North Korea. So guess what? All of a sudden, nuclear power looks really good right now, but we ain't got none because we've converted everything into nuclear fissile material such so that we can explode bombs. That's their rationale. Bombs over bread. Bullets over, well, meat, anything. You know, they starve their people there in North Korea. It's pretty pathetic. By the way, I understand I have not seen the latest satellite view of North Korea at night, But I understand there's a little bit more light now on the peninsula. And if you haven't seen that shocking picture, to show you how socialist communism works, all you need to do is look at Cuba and what's going on. What a magnificent, you know, I know many Cuban people, and I had the opportunity to teach students that were from Cuba, and some really unbelievable stories from these students that I had contact with in my early days of teaching. And, you know, I've been very, very blessed in my career to have been able to see so much of history by way of my students who came into the classroom, several mostly from other countries, of course, but of course my own country. But the blessings that I have received and the knowledge that I got from them will always stay with me. And of course, now I'm on the radio, I can kind of express the sentiments and the things that I learned from my students that were from other countries that had been oppressed, such as Cuba and Vietnam and Laos and Thailand, parts of Thailand. And if, well, I mean, it's just amazing some of the things that I've learned from them, especially, and even some of my employees were Vietnamese who came, and Hmong and Mien, who came from those countries that were involved in Vietnam War. And some of their stories are just absolutely incredible and heartbreaking, and it makes you sore at the same time. So I've been blessed, and I bring that up because, you know, we are such a great nation, and we are a great nation because of immigrants. There's no question about it, but we're also a great nation because of our own citizens here. Hello, the bulwark of America is the great citizenry that we have. We are so blessed, and that's why I call everybody exceptional Americans. And the qualifier there is you got to be a citizen, or you got to be on the pathway to citizenship. That's important. So illegal aliens, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry also because our country has had such a absolute terrible record, especially since the 60s on immigration. And it's been used, and now what we have is we have the trafficking in human flesh and slavery is what we have. It's a huge slave market that we have developed, and it panders. I mean, our federal government's even involved with paying off various organizations to house, shelter, and feed these people. It's a game, it's a scam, and it's trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's where we are wrong, and that's why I say we need a new immigration system. And one, how about we just follow the basic rules, which you never were doing with Obama, of course. But I just want to say that my life has been so blessed by students who have come from other countries and shared the problems with oppression, and of course the realization of freedom and living in a free country such as the United States of America, which is, of course, we have to fight for it to take it back because it's the left. It's the left, of course. It's the globalist adventurist, if you will, that want to destroy this country. They have their ideology behind them, and they're the ones trying to destroy our country. And the best place you can see it right now playing out right in front of your eyes is, of course, California, where we have a dictator as governor. El Presidente, I refer to him as. El Presidente. We started calling him that several years ago when Peña Nieto came to California. And he kind of, you know, it was kind of interesting because Jerry Brown, we have people in the Capitol who tell us what's going on all the time. And they say that Jerry Brown was just all over the president. And he felt so presidential. And all of a sudden, the ego stroking of Jerry Brown came out. And all of a sudden, he becomes El Presidente of California. Alta California. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he starts to exercise his authority going off to China. To meet with Xi Jinping and others. Because he's so worldly, right? See, he's playing it out. He's play-acting right now. Under the federal government, he's playing. But then that gets into the whole thing about Calexit and the things going on there for states and the formation of a new state, which is what we talk about here on this radio show. But my point is that the left is here. The totalitarians are here in a big way, and they really showed up in Charlottesville, Virginia yesterday. And the pandering that goes on to these globalists, with the globalists within our own country, is over the top. I mean, absolutely over the top. We see this like crazy. And, you know, everybody wonders, why do they do it? And I wonder, too. I really do. Why does a Lindsey Graham, why does a John McCain exist to criticize and to berate at all turns the president of the United States? I don't know. Especially since he's getting results. But, you know, that is what they've been all along. It didn't matter even with Obama. They were pretty much pandering to him, too. I mean, we all saw that. And then there was Rance Priebus, and then there's Paul Ryan. Which, by the way, it's kind of interesting. And McCollum, Mitch McCollum. Now, it's kind of interesting. A little story going on. We're going to try and cover this one in the third hour. But Mitch McCollum and Paul Ryan, they're kind of giving the cold shoulder to, you ready for this, national concealed carry. I wonder why. Maybe they don't support the Second Amendment. They're giving the cold shoulder to that one. See, this is part of the problem, especially with Paul Ryan. It doesn't fit the Pope's agenda, this national concealed carry. So I wonder where he falls on any kind of gun legislation. I just bring it up because I think it's something that's pretty important to realize that. That there's a lot of pressure on legislators throughout the country to turn against the Second Amendment. And you have to find out what drives their ideology to do that. And then, by the way, if you find out what drives their ideology, they can pretty much figure out where they stand on places like Charlottesville and what's going on there. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, Lisa Haven, we're going to catch up with her. She came out with an early report yesterday. So it was early on when these clashes started to happen. But she nails a few things here, and I want to bring her in here because I think it's important that it's not just me who's out here saying all this stuff about what's going on with deep state. It's other people as well.
Hi everyone, Lisa Haven here, and chances are you woke up to the unfortunate news of what is going down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where protesters on both sides have gathered together. Now, what exactly is going on? Well, the white supremacists are holding a Unite the Right rally where they have gathered to protest objects that have historical significance that are specifically aimed at Confederate. They're saying, we don't want any of those Confederate items or objects taken down. They are protesting that. And in addition to that, also protesters from the other side, counter demonstrators have come in and held their own little protest. Well, as a result, things have really heated up. But there is a lot more to this protest than what's being told on the surface. Now, we know that the police have been called out there. A state of emergency has been declared there in Virginia. And not only that, but 19 people were injured when a car has plowed through the counter demonstrators there and injured 19 people. It was going rather fast, but it injured 19 people and killed one. And now you've likely seen that on the mainstream media, and I'm going to leave a link below. But there are some other things that you need to know about this demonstration. Let me show you this report from Infowars.com, and it is titled "Exclusive: Virginia Riots Stage to Bring in Martial Law and Ban Conservative Gatherings." All right, so here's my two cents on that report. You can actually watch the video. I've watched most of it there with Alex Jones. I encourage you to do that. But here's my two cents of kind of what's going on. We know that there is an attack on conservatives. We know that the conservative attack is happening right now via YouTube, via Google, via Facebook, via Twitter. They've all ganged up against anyone who wants to push patriotic views, who wants to make America...
And I can confirm that is absolutely a fact. That is a fact. And it's what she's talking about here, that yes, Google, GoDaddy, all of them are in a vicious attack on all sites conservative, including Agenda 21 Radio and everything else about Agenda 21 Radio and about other sites as well. It's not just me. I mean, it is absolutely, they've got the algorithms down. And now this, I'm telling you, is a precursor to bigger events. This is the problem. And we've been warning everybody about this, and this is why these stories are coming out about Google right now and Jigsaw and about these formulas that they've got. The totalitarians, the fascism is starting to really surface badly amongst these corporations like GoDaddy and Google. I'm going to throw it in GoDaddy because GoDaddy's in the news right now. They've censored. Now listen, I don't support the group. Don't get me wrong. But GoDaddy now has censored and taken out any neo-Nazi websites that have been affiliated with GoDaddy as a customer. Now, I got a problem with the censorship part because if they can censor one, they can censor all. That is what is going on with GoDaddy. And they do that not just with these neo-Nazi groups, but they do it with other conservative groups as well. We have been hearing about for a long time, for about the last 6 months, we have been hearing about GoDaddy destroying websites of conservatives, taking them off, not doing business with them anymore. These are just standard conservative sites. So that is the GoDaddy issue, and they say they can do that. Well, there's something about the censorship that's going on here. Oftentimes, these are done when people don't know they're going to be done. They don't tell them. They don't warn them. They just say your site's down. They quote obliterate the sites. Now, they can do that to anybody? Sure, they can. They think, but Google, of course, is censoring big time by changing algorithms so that these algorithms will absolutely reduce traffic to a minimum at these sites. They still have the sites, but they just have no traffic. That is a very bad sign, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's becoming more obvious.
Great again. Who wants to put their country first and who doesn't want an unelected bureaucracy of New World Order officials ruling, okay? They are coming after conservatives hugely. David Barak put out a memo, Strategic Plan for Democracy is the name of that memo. I did a report on it back in March. And in this memo, he specifically attacks conservatives and pays people to troll the internet, pays people to go to riots. These sorts of things are found in that document. And now we have this big riot suddenly breaking out there in Charlottesville.
Before we get to the riot, let's talk about the paid trolls. Now, all of you out there at the University of California, Davis, who are the paid trolls. We know about you. We know how you troll all the different sites, all the different YouTubes, everything. It's obvious who you are. If you monitor your websites, guys, and your YouTubes, it's obvious it comes from you guys. We're going to get you the room numbers, the computer labs that you work in. We got those too. And we have names of the paid trolls at UC Davis.
Where we have white supremacists and then we have counter demonstrators, and all hell is literally breaking loose to the point where they've called in police officers. Now, as I think it's Rahm Emanuel says, never let a crisis go to waste. So whether or not this was a planned crisis, which I kind of lean that it probably was a planned crisis, obviously, some of those people were paid, some were not, some were going of their own free will. We have the white supremacists, and I condemn what they're doing. I do not stand with white racism and white power, or I don't stand with black racism and black power. No, equal among all. That's just where I'm going to sit forever, amen, because I think everybody is equal. Nobody's above or below or whatever. But obviously, some other things to think about. I know Alex Jones mentioned in that video something about the Southern Poverty Law Center getting people out there, and that probably opens up some doors. But this is a stage event is how it was labeled by Alex Jones there. And I have to agree, a lot of that is brought in. But here's the thing. Again, Rahm Emanuel says, never let a crisis go to waste. And I think that's what they can do here, is they'll use that situation and say, look at what the alt-right does, because they've purposely put that label, even though channels like mine have nothing to do with people on that side. We don't push racist hate. We're not racist people. I'm not a racist person. Like I've said multiple times, I love every race, creed, and color. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm not prejudiced in that way, but they're going to lump us up into one sum, into one thing. And we know YouTube, Facebook, Twitter have all band together to get rid of YouTubers like me. Anyone who has a different political view. It's not about anything other than they want your politics out of it. They want your Christianity out of it. That's the end game. And now that they have these people who are calling themselves part of that crew and they're out there causing mischief, they're going to use it. They could definitely use it. That is what they do. And obviously, as far as martial law, well, if they're going to do it, it's just going to be in that area. I don't believe martial law is going to go across the country and be everywhere. No. When it is implemented, it's implemented in that area. And
well, that's Lisa Haven, and I really appreciate her commentary here, which, again, she did that early yesterday. There's some facts that she sort of left out there inadvertently because she didn't know them, didn't have them at the time of the broadcast. Let's get that straight. But she nails it. She absolutely nails it. What's really truly going on. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Some disturbing news coming out of Breitbart about this whole situation. Again, we're on track about it. This is a planned event. This fits everything that we've seen in the other 8 years, last 8 years, of these so-called planned events. And this is clearly a planned event that we're talking about here. And, you know, a lot of people might not agree with me, but again, you have to have been behind the microphone studying these things and doing the research and calling. I mean, 8 years worth of this. It's much more than that, but at least with Obama in the last 8 years, it really ramped up. And, of course, remember, let's not forget that President Barack Hussein Obama has the, I guess you would say in his world, the distinguished, I guess, label for him as having the most mass murders of any president in United States history under his belt. Now, what I mean by that is mass murders, meaning three or more murders, people killed in one event, is a mass murder. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about these mass murders, 114 under President Obama. It's, you know, well documented. We went through this and we kept the documentation going all through the presidency, at least the last 4 years of President Barack Hussein Obama, a running total of mass murders. Mother Jones qualifier there. We use them as the qualifier of three killed per event. 114. George Bush in 8 years had 15. President Clinton had 23. George Bush the senior 15. And Ronald Reagan 7. Gee, a little escalation there under President Barack Hussein Obama. And of course, all these things that I had, all the similarities. Now, it's kind of interesting. They captured the guy in the car yesterday who could have killed a lot of people. In fact, there are still several people in intensive care as we speak right now trying to recover. We hope that they make it. Our prayers are with them. So this was in my opinion, it's a planned operation. It's so obvious. Especially what is really the giveaway is they seize the high point with the media and get the, as soon as this information, as soon as something happens, it's like they press a button and all of a sudden, Shazam, all over the internet, we've got dossiers on the guy who was the driver. That's called a clue. And Shazam, you get a lead point person, such as McAuliffe yesterday, who comes out and condemns, quote, the neo-Nazis, white supremacists. It's all about the neo-Nazis, white supremacists. Now, I get that. I can condemn them, too, but then they're easy to condemn. But the timing and what circumstances really developed there is completely wrong. So that's telling you that he's coming out with a narrative. And what was completely wrong is that it was the white nationalist group who had scheduled and were having a protest. And who shows up? Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And instead, in McAuliffe's world, he'll have you believe it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa who were... Well, in fact, he never mentions them. Which, by the way, that was brought out by Fox News, which was good. It's about the only good thing, and that was late in the evening yesterday. Fox News, like everybody else, was spending a lot of time bashing Donald Trump, which is really obviously disheartening to see that. Turning left, if you will. So we have this situation now where the facts and information are starting to pour in. This is what always happens. Now, there's two ways to gather data about these kind of events. Immediately when it's happening, get all your sources, check it out, write things down, make mental notes, keep videos, that sort of thing, and then hold on to it. Because later on, we're going to start finding out more truths as the time goes by. Now we're a full day into this. So, this is what we have in Breitbart this morning, just came across. Alt-right activists condemn violence and dispute mainstream account. Okay. Haven't read all this. It's long, but I haven't read all of it. I'm just sort of shortening up. Conflicts with mainstream media and politicians, including Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe's characterization of events surrounding the White Nationalist Unite the Right rally, emerged quickly over the weekend. And again, this just came out. It came out within the hour. I popped it up here at the break. So this is here. It says, I have a message to all white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. You came here to hurt people, and you did hurt people, McAuliffe told reporters at a press conference Saturday. The governor repeatedly emphasized the violence of Nazis, but made no reference to violence by any left-wing group, despite being asked repeatedly about what role such groups may have played in Saturday's melee. The implication was clear that the violence was an unavoidable result of far-right white identity political groups being allowed to hold a rally. But a report on police conduct. Now, this is important. Look, I don't care who's at odds in a riot. And I've been in riots. I get it. I was in the midst of a couple of riots. Bad riots, people being beat down badly, and we're trying to stop big people with beating down mentality with no police support at the time, especially in two incidences. I'll never forget that. Trying to quell hundreds of people beating upon one another. That's tough. And you got no equipment, no protection. It's just you. And you're the person, you're one of the people that's supposed to stop all this. Well, that's my point. This is tough work. Now, I got to tell you, to me, it doesn't matter who the group is. You do things to outsmart them so that you don't get into trouble and have these kind of beat-down conflicts. That's the point. It's crowd control. And there's ways and strategies to do that to outthink the crowd. That's just it. They don't get it. You outthink the crowd. But when you're not thinking or you're standing down or you're acting like you're standing down, that's a little different. It's a little I'll tell you one incident in particular. It was after a basketball game between two large schools and large rivalries. And things didn't go well to the visiting team. And all of a sudden, the visiting team, who was in numbers, everybody congregated outside the parking lot. And, you know, we knew what was going on. We were trying to do our stuff with our security people, but we were badly outnumbered. And all of a sudden, boom, one incident, and then led to another. And all of a sudden, it's just out of control, and it's a melee. And here we are running around trying to stop the melee. And it was really tough. And it took a good 15, 20 minutes before things started to happen. In fact, it was parents who jumped in to help out, which was really nice. But I'll tell you, it was running melee after melee and violence, big time violence, bloodied faces, just bad. It was bad. Luckily, no one died. But there were beat downs, there were kick downs, there were stomp downs. It was bad. And I know, listen, we tried to outthink it, but we were outgunned. We were outmanned. It was a flashpoint, and we couldn't control it. And it was tough, but we got it under control. But with the parents had to get in charge and help out and grab people and get things squared away. And we finally got it subdued. A lot of people suspended. A lot of law enforcement finally got involved. It was tough, but we didn't give up on it. We did what we could to stop it. Now, the situation in Virginia doesn't seem to be that way at all. And then the article points it out. It says, but a report on police conduct during and after the rally by ProPublica, a left-leaning investigating journalism nonprofit, as well as an eyewitness accounts by those who participated in the rally itself, have called the simplicity of the characterization into question. ProPublica. It's a George Soros-funded group. Go figure. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and paul@a21r.com is the email address by which you can get to me. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Talking right now about the action of the police at Virginia and what they were doing over the course of a couple of days, which is kind of interesting. And I say that because, you know, when you're in this the heated situation as a police officer or as a department, or if you're a mayor or a governor, you know, one of the things you might want to do is step out of the way and let your police do the work that they need to do. Yeah, that might be one thing. But this has different overtones and connotations. And we just, you know, we'd heard from other people that this is actually a well-coordinated planned event. I believe it is. I think the whole thing is a well-coordinated planned event orchestrated by the deep state. There's no question. The deep state fingerprints are all over this. Now, I get some of the emails that I've gotten in the past from people about, Paul, you don't cover the deep state too much. Well, listen, the whole show is deep state. And, you know, just because I don't say deep state, I mean, we're not talking about deep state. That's the thing about our radio. It's all about the deep state. Every bit of it is about the deep state. So, you know, people listen to it, they get enthralled in it, and they say, why don't you talk about deep state? Wait a minute, this is deep state. So I'll just deep state it. But, okay, we'll get direct. This is really, really the fingerprints of the deep state. And just those of you that have listened to the show, you get this. Those of you that are new to the show, welcome. But this is what we talk about on Agenda 21 Radio. So this situation where the police really, the conduct has come into question. And it's come into question from some really serious different sources, which really surprised me in this article. And I've been, you know, I just got this article. So it's playing into the narrative that I was talking about in the first hour, in the first part of this hour, that we're the police. Hello. And this whole situation. So it starts to take on a tone of Ferguson. Remember the police and the National Guard were told to stand down and people just rioted. Let them riot. Let them burn the place down. And of course, you had all the paid people there by Soros. Remember, it was Soros funding everybody. Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're funded by Soros. Come on. They get paid to show up. Remember all the people that were upset in Ferguson because Soros didn't pay them? That's what we're dealing with. Hello. Yesterday they showed up. The other days they showed up in this whole thing. Goes on in this article that says, but a police But a report on police conduct during and after the rally by ProPublica, a left-leaning investigative journalism nonprofit, as well as eyewitness accounts by those who participated in the rally itself, have called the simplicity of the characterization into question about the police. Both suggest mismanagement of police resources by political leadership may have exacerbated, rather than controlled, the violence surrounding the rally and the counter-protest, which included mainstream liberals and local faith-based anti-racism groups, as well as radical leftist Black Lives Matters and anti-fascist action or Antifa outfits. The rally, ostensibly a demonstration against the potential removal of the Confederate Robert E. Lee's long-standing stature from Charlottesville, Virginia Park, that bore his name until renamed Emancipation Park this year by the city council, turned into the biggest news event of the country Friday as torch-bearing members of disparate, explicitly white nationalist groups, including several alt-right organizations and a contingent of self-identified neo-Nazis, descended on the home of the University of Virginia. By Saturday afternoon, three people were dead with several dozen serious injuries. None of the deaths occurred in Emancipation Park rally. One of the 32-year-old Virginia native Heather Heyer is being treated as an intentional homicide, and resulted from one man, James Field Jr., crashing into a counter-protest march that took place in downtown Charlottesville after the Unite rally had been dispersed by police. Field's a 20-year-old from Ohio, has been arrested and charged with murder. He is reported to have been down in town for the rally, and sources suggest he may have ties to one of the white nationalist groups in attendance, although the leadership of that group has claimed they're entirely unconnected. That's going to be an interesting study to find out what this connect the dot is. Jeff Sessions will look at this. This is an important thing, and we will definitely cover this. We'll expand on this part of it. Sessions is going to look at that driver and look at the other connect the dots to that driver, which will get right to the deep state. We'll find answers from. Remember, Sessions is here. It's not Loretta Lynch. The other two deaths were from the police helicopter crash. This is an interesting thing. It says the subsequent declaration of a local state of emergency ensued, according to ProPublica reporter A.C. Thompson and his colleagues. Authorities took a largely laissez-faire approach, allowing the white supremacist and counter-protesters to physically battle. The report takes a similar stance to McAuliffe as to the moral culpability of the fracas around Emancipation Park, as ProPublica reports it. And anyway, this is kind of an interesting thing. It says at about 10 a.m. At one of the countless confrontations, an angry mob of white supremacists formed a battle line across the group of counter-protesters, many of them older and gray-haired, who had gathered near a church parking lot. On command of their leaders, the young men charged and pummeled their ideological foes and abandoned. One woman was hurled to the ground and blood from her came forth. ProPublica is a George Soros-funded investigative journalism nonprofit. A.C. Thompson is, according to his own bio, a reporter covering the rise of hate crimes. Says the same report quotes Charlottesville, listen to this, Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy defending the police tactics, saying, "I'm not in the business of throwing our police under the bus because they're doing the best job they can. I don't think the police officers were just twiddling their thumbs," even though they were. ProPublica, George Soros outfit. They're all in it together, guys. They're all in it together. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Numana. Go to our website and click on that. It takes you right to our website on Numana. Okay. Just a lot of things going on. It's 24/7 news cycle. More things can happen. We're going to bring you a little bit of California history. Just a little bit. That's going to be in the next hour. We're also going, man, I just don't know where to start. I actually do plan the show. And how many times do we just get, man, the news comes in, you get blindsided by this and blindsided, but you got to be ready. You know, you got to be nimble and you got to adjust to what's happening out there, because things are happening and happening quickly. And that's why you want to stay tuned to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll bring you the latest news and information on what's happening. Just visit our website. Make sure you have our website available to you, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, let's see, remember to email me, paul@a21r.com. Where does the time go? It's just amazing. That's the thing about radio. It goes by so fast. Maybe I should slow it down a little bit. Just hold those clock dials from moving forward faster. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. I'll be checking out the emails. I'm getting flash reports. So see what I can do in the next hour. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.